Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's Lawyers. A little bit of a weather update here. It looks beautiful outside, Andrew. Currently 17. Feels like 17. There's no breeze. Top of 23, mostly sunny. Shout out to Brooksy's Cessnock. Wow, okay. Clear. Currently 12 degrees. Top of 28 today.
So Brooksy's going to throw in a random place to do a weather forecast every morning. That's groundbreaking. Put man on the moon.
Good
next.
Stuff. Good stuff.
We will have our tribute to the victims of Saturday's absolute tragedy and traumatic events. Robert Avardia from Channel 7 coming on the program after 7 o'clock this morning. Of course, we're here to talk sport, looking at dramas out of the weekend in rugby league. Daniel's gone very strong here, obviously a Manly fan. He says, hey, fellas, when are we going to hear about the bunker being sacked for robbing Manly and an apology from the NRL for the decision? Well, I don't know whether that will happen. Josh Allier was charged, like not just penalised, he has been charged.
So the NRL have doubled down.
And will be suspended. So, and if they're calling them an independent committee, the match review committee, then the decision is supported. Don't think you're going to get any apology.
Good morning, boys. Can we get some Cronulla, some celebration music? Because we are sitting on
Cronulla.
Top of the ladder. Yeah, up Cronulla.
Up Cronulla.
So the Sharks are sitting on top of the ladder. Melbourne in second. You've got the Raiders sitting third. Cowboys, Dolphins, Panthers, Warriors and Manly are the top eight.
The seven. I wonder if that draw point will come into play big time later in the season. But there it is, up Cronulla. And our ladder update for Bailey Ladders, best platform ladders. You know, you just got to have them. If you want to really care about safety, Bailey Ladders, they are the ones to have. The Bailey Ladders update. Sadly, at the other end of the ladder, Titans and Rabbitohs down the bottom on two. And Rabbitohs are still officially last because of that massive negative points differential. And again the other night, conceding another 34 points while the margin was only 12. Man, 32 points a game, Rabbitohs. That is horrid. It's now in the territory of the worst defensive start teams in the history of rugby league. I think going into the weekend, they were 23rd all-time. Or after the weekend, they're 23rd all-time worst defensive averages through the opening of a season. And I know we haven't had four-point tries, but we've had them for a long time. We've had them since 1983.
We spoke about it on Fox Sport on the panel yesterday about Jason Demetriou. Are you surprised that they've left him there? Or is that what you were thinking after the game on Saturday night? Were you thinking, okay, well, I think he's stay of execution, probably got another week at least in him?
Well, it's a ridiculous way to run your business if you're doing it game by game. If you're waiting to see how the team reacted on Saturday night, so what were you looking for? What was the barometer? Was defence the barometer? Jason Demetriou been saved by the injuries?
Could have.
What's happened?
That could have played a part.
Three plays first half. And not get beaten by 50. So, well, that's a stupid way to run your business because the next two are Melbourne and Penrith, aren't they? They play Melbourne, Penrith?
Melbourne, Penrith.
You reckon South are going to beat Melbourne or Penrith?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. Not at this stage of things. Nick Pappas did say, coming into the weekend, he said, we won't be guided by wins or losses. We'll be guided by their effort and their determination and their resilience and things that they haven't shown before. So far this year. And he said, if they don't show that, there's some hard decisions to make. So obviously, it was about them having a dig, having a go. That's what it was about. It was whether he could get the
players
side up
having
to have a
dig.
A crack.
Yeah, some players who are getting paid, you know, $10,000 a week. It doesn't make sense, does it? So you're going to sack players too?
No, it doesn't make sense.
Really?
No. So we're not having a go in the opening five rounds, but we're going to have a go now because the coach is under pressure. And if we don't have a go, he'll be out of a job.
No. Well, South's the bottom four then. If that's
Because I'm stunned. Can you go back to the Dally M points? Because I've got a problem with this. How does Nicho Hynes get 2 points?
One of the judges has given Nicho Hynes. I know it sounds like we're piling on Nicho Hynes, but people do. They have the perception that he just went, when in doubt, give Nicho Hynes points. That's the truth. That's the perception of people. When in, and Nicho Hynes picked up 2 points. Mulitalo got 3 points off both judges.
So one judge gave Nicho Hynes the second best player on the field.
Second best player on the field, which I didn't have him in the top 10.
No.
I didn't have him in the top 10.
No, you could rattle off.
I think Trindle was better out of the playmakers. Brayley picked up 2 from the other judge. Totally support that. Brayley was fantastic the other night. Fantastic.
Yeah. Cameron McInnes was outstanding. Cameron McInnes Kennedy, was brilliant.
Ramian McInnes.
what about Tom Burgess on a losing side?
Tom Burgess on a losing side. Some of his best numbers. Doesn't get a look in.
Wow.
Nicho Hynes picked up 2. Investigation. Jeff Tuvey, we need an investigation. This is everyone get on the text 0457 736 736 for people who actually sat there and watched the game. Tell me, where did you like go down points? Imagine if we had 10 points to distribute. Is Nicho Hynes in the 10? If you went 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, do you find a point for Nicho Hynes? I don't. And one judge gave him second best player on the field. Let us know. Get on the Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170.
Just a quick golf update. 2 birdies, Scheffler and Morikawa on 7. So they're both at 7 under. Åberg birdie on 8. So also at 7 under the card. Adam Scott's round is finished. He finished at 4 over, as did Minwoo Lee, with Jason Day 1 shot further back at 5 over.
Dunny's had a good crack. It was effort, Vossie, you chubby bastard. Could hear your South hate from kickoff on Saturday, you bum. It's a nice message, isn't it? Lovely. Isn't that a lovely message to get on a Monday morning from Dunny?
Chubby.
He doesn't. There you go. By the way, commentators don't actually impact results. If you haven't noticed, Dunny. Nothing we say in commentary will alter the game, the way the game is played.
I'm sure there's some out there that think we do. I'm a Warriors fan all day, boys. Yes, SJ put on a bit of a show, but it just can't happen now these days. Fair's fair. A bit confused how Freddie Lussick gets 4 weeks and Josh gets 1-2. Well, I guess it's the force and the injury that played a part. Really, that's not a bad point.
No.
About Freddie Lussick on Lachie Ilias.
I was surprised it was referred straight to the judiciary. I don't understand why they didn't do a dangerous contact charge and it's got graded there. Can't get dramatic just because there's a broken leg.
No, that's right. You know, but like obviously that came into account. Obviously that was in their thinking and that's why he got 4 weeks.
Well, it had to save Clemmer yesterday, didn't it? Because Flanagan gets straight to his feet. That saves Clemmer yesterday. Clemmer should be off for 10.
True. Yeah.
Cameron Murray,
I agree with that.
Cameron Murray didn't look as bad, but ended up a Category 1.
Yeah,
Cameron Murray fails the HIA.
Vossie, and they showed a number of angles on Saturday night, and it wasn't until we saw the front-on angle where you realised that the contact was right on the chin from Sione Katoa. And
force.
Mitigating circumstances. Cameron Murray did sort of, when he picked the ball up, he sort of stumbled a bit, went down a bit low. That won't save, that's not going to save Sione Katoa, but there was some circumstances around the tackle that saw him get hit in the head. Birdie on 8 for Scheffler. Wow. What about Scotty Scheffler? Like, you know, got to 8 under earlier, and then went bogey. Now he's back to 8 under. So he is the outright leader at 8 under the card.
We'll get to the Great Southern Bank open line shortly. As we get to a break, Nicho gets points for being a good-looking good guy. Thank you for that. Michael says, I didn't even see the Sharks game, and I didn't think Hynes should have got Dally M points. So thank you for that assessment, Michael. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
In the past, it hasn't mattered if you're not at the game. If you didn't see the game with Dally M's, that's in the history of the awards.
That's right.
We better take a break, and then the Great Southern Bank open line gets fired up.